This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and welcome to Faith Moments, a weekly podcast where we proclaim and ponder the Sunday Mass readings. Well, this Sunday is a little bit different as we are approaching Pentecost, the 50th day of Easter. We have Ascension, the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord. It's one of the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. After the resurrection, we hear of Jesus's ascension into heaven. Now, traditionally in the church, and our Holy Father, Pope Francis, will celebrate the Ascension of the Lord on Thursday before Pentecost, or 9 days before Pentecost, that first Novena, that first time of prayer before a big feast would be the Feast of the Ascension. But in many churches, at least here in the United States, that feast has been transferred to Sunday. So instead of the seventh Sunday in Easter, we have the Ascension of the Lord. And so I'll be taking the readings from the Ascension of the Lord today. Just a couple of things I want to open with that reflects upon this Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. This is a little bit from what's in the Magnificat. "The Ascension, as St. John Paul II said, indicates the goal to which personal and universal history is hastening. Heavenly glory." I love this. "We are indeed bound for heaven, and the ascension reminds us that our gaze is to be fixed on Christ in glory, even as we labor tirelessly for him in this present age." And we are tirelessly laboring. We're living our daily lives and our vocations. We're studying, we're working, we're picking weeds in the garden, we're growing a garden to feed our families, we're working hard to feed our families, we're tending to the ministries that we're called to in this present age. We're doing that faithfully, following the Ten Commandments with joy and with love, and yet our eyes are not right there. They're fixed on Jesus in heaven because he has ascended. So I love that little opening. And as we get into the readings today, we'll just begin with the collect prayer. And there are two options the priest has, at least in the Magnificat that is given. And again, listen to these words, because for me, the hope of heaven, this is a real theme that we get for the ascension. And again, the word heavenly glory, this is our goal. This is the end game, is heavenly glory, but yet you take steps to get there. How do you take those steps? What do you do during those steps to achieve heavenly glory? Well, we've got to cooperate, right, with the Holy Trinity. So let us pray. "Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation, and where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen." Now just listen to that. Where the head, and in this text, the word head is capitalized with a capital H, where the head has gone before in glory, referring to God, referring to Jesus and his ascension. He's gone before in glory, the body, capital B, the church. You and I are part of the church. The church, we're called to follow in hope. So that example, that witness, that true account that we get in sacred scripture by the witness of the apostles, and we're going to hear about it today, that true account should give us hope in glory, that we too, because Jesus was both divine and human, he had a human body just as we do, with human flesh and blood and cells as we do. And so if his body can be ascended, and our Blessed Mother is assumed, taken by God, then too so can we. This is the good news. So keep that in mind, heavenly hope. Our first reading in the Ascension readings is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men, dressed in white garments, stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm comes from Psalm 47. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Our second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord. Our gospel is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of beautiful things going on. We continue with this time of the readings of the Acts of the Apostles. And as we, you know, this reading for the ascension of the Lord comes from the very first chapter, the very first words written in the Acts of the Apostles. So it's really beautiful to hear this account. Because actually, the Acts starts with this ascension of Jesus. And then what happens is, if you read a little bit further, so our reading today goes to verse 11. And we get the Acts of the Apostles 1 to 11. And then we have the men. It says, they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up at the sky?" Which is a little bit of what we hear. "This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And then it says here, the first community in Jerusalem, when they entered the city, they went into the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. So we get to hear that the followers of Jesus, the key followers, are now coming together. So there's something beautiful about unity, about this community, about building the church. They're not all going separate. They're not all building their own little churches and doing their own little thing. They're coming together as a body. And then it says this, which is beautiful. "And these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer." So then at the ascension, they come together in prayer, together with some women. And who? Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so Mary, the mother of Jesus, now in this new role of guiding, of being with the apostles, don't you imagine they have questions for Mary about Jesus now that he has ascended into heaven and now they're waiting, right, for the coming of Pentecost. And so it's beautiful that we get this sense of unity. We get this sense of community building. It's like when we heard the collect prayer, where the head has gone before in glory. So now the apostles saw the head go to glory. They saw his resurrected body. They encountered and actually touched and ate fish and food with Jesus. He ate food. He digested food in his resurrected body. Now the body, us, the people of God, the church, are called to follow. And we follow in hope. I love that. There's a lot of discouraging things happening in our world. There's a lot of distress happening in relationships, whether it's in marriage, it's in family life, it's in our workplace, it's in politics, it's in our church families, it's in our secular families, it's in all of the different things. And yet, with Christ, we have hope. This is Ephesians, St. Paul. How many times does he talk about hope? I've never counted, but I think it's a lot. And here, Paul, may the eyes of your heart, right? Jesus wants our hearts to be open. We lift our hearts to the Lord. You know, if our hearts are hardened, do not harden our hearts, like our early forefathers who wanted to do their own thing. We want our hearts to be enlightened. And the scripture says that you may know what is the hope that belongs to the call. What are the riches of glory? Well, they saw glory. They saw glory. They saw the glory of the Lord. And soon, our Blessed Mother will be assumed into heaven. This is a teaching of the Catholic Church, that our Blessed Mother takes her place, the Queen takes her place at the side of her Son, the Queen of the Mother, of the Queen of the Son, of the King. And we will see the surpassing greatness of his power for those who believe. And so belief and baptism, Jesus is continuing to talk about the importance of baptism, the importance of baptism and belief. Repent and believe. This is what we're called to do, to repent and to believe. And of course, we have in the gospel, we have the gospel of Mark. And this is the marching orders for the apostles. And it really is the marching orders for us. And it's challenging, challenges me to go out and proclaim the gospel to just the Jews. No, he doesn't say to just the Jews and the Gentiles. He doesn't even say that. He says to every creature, so that, you know, God made every creature. Everything that has been made by God, and so has a call to holiness in its particular state in life. So even our little critters, there's a call to holiness. They have a dignity in and of themselves, but we have a special dignity that we've been created in the image and the likeness of God, that we are called to be divinized, to be like God. And Jesus ascends into heaven to show us the way that we will go. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. And then it talks about these amazing signs, and these signs do happen for those who believe and are called to be ministered and to be ministers to others. But we all are called to go to all the lengths of the earth to proclaim the gospel. And do we do it? You know, sometimes we're probably really good at this, and sometimes we probably have fear. Fear about rejection, fear about what if I'm persecuted because I evangelize to this person. It might be somebody that I know really well. It might be a family member. It might be a friend. It might be a coworker that you just want to share Jesus with them. Or it might be a stranger on the streets. It might be somebody you bump into at an event or at the store or pumping your gas. And you just, the door opens for a conversation. And then there's a moment. You don't have to push it, but there might be a moment. Even saying God bless you, or happy Easter, or blessings on your day, or, you know, I'm grateful for being a daughter of the King. But that can be very intimidating. And this time of the Ascension before Pentecost, for me at least, it's thinking about, when have I been given an opportunity to evangelize? And it isn't going to throw a tract of doctrine into somebody's hand. It's just to be with a person and to share Jesus. What if I miss those opportunities? I can't count them. We all have opportunities in many at a soccer game, at a track meet, at a 5K run with your kids, lots of things, at a car wash. We just don't know. And I just think about a friend of mine who has just recently died in the month of January. What I remember and what I know about her, and then after hearing of the testimonies of people who knew her very well, who went to her church, she always, 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 do you know the King? Do you know Jesus? Do you know our Lord? And she would travel all over the world. She was gifted in her ability to influence others in many different ways as a business mentor and as a spiritual mentor. And she would always take opportunities to bring Bibles, to bring resources about Jesus the King. And she would never miss an opportunity to evangelize in a particular way. And I think, am I doing that? It's a high standard for each of us. God gives us the opportunity in our particular vocation. And you might be at home full time. You might be on the road full time, but there's a place and there's a time that the Lord will provide opportunities for each of us. I don't know when, I don't know how, but the invitation as we prepare for Pentecost is be more attentive. You know, if we're praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and if we're praying for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, these are gifts that were already given to us. They're gifts that are within us. Remember that heart that came to us in baptism, and they're just waiting for you to open the toolbox and actually pick up those gifts and use them by asking, by seeking, by knocking, and by focusing on being intent on this moment. I love the phrase Matthew Kelly has brought to life, you know, holy moments. My ministry is called Faith Moments. Are we creating faith moments, holy moments, moments where we follow God, moments where we reflect God? Are we joyful? Yeah, there's a lot of things that are difficult and that are hard and that are stressful and that are painful and that we suffer. You know, I think about caring for a loved one who's sick, who's suffering, who's going through surgery or in the hospital, you know, can't move, can't walk, can't speak. All of these challenges, caring for a young child with difficulties, these are not easy things. But God is alive. He is with us. Jesus, take care of it. We have to remember that He is our strength. He is our hope. This is about hope. The ascension is about hope. And so I want to just share one reflection real quick that I got in conversation with God, and it's about hope and that the hope of heaven should be fostered. And this is really part of this feast is giving us this message. This is a little bit from St. Leo the Great, who had a homily on the Ascension. In a sermon to commemorate today's solemnity, St. Leo the Great said this: "Today, we are not only made possessors of paradise, but with Christ, we have ascended, mystically, but also really, to the highest heavens, and have won, through Christ, a grace more wonderful than the one we had lost. The ascension strengthens and nourishes our hope of attaining heaven. It invites us always to lift up our heart." There's that heart again. "As the preface of the Mass says, and seek the things that are above. Our hope is very great because Christ Himself has gone to prepare a dwelling place for us. The hope of heaven will fill our day with joy. We will imitate the apostles who, in the words of St. Leo the Great, benefited so greatly from the ascension of our Lord that all that beforehand had caused them fear now causes them joy. From that moment on, their souls were fixed in contemplation on the divinity seated at the right hand of the Father. Their eyes are going forward to heavenly glory. The very vision of his body was no obstacle to their believing with their minds, illumined by faith, that Christ had not separated himself from his Father when he descended, and had not separated himself from his apostles when he ascended. The angels told the apostles that it was now time for them to begin the task before them, that there was not a minute to be wasted. With the ascension, Christ's earthly mission comes to a close, and ours as his disciples begins. That's the deal, folks, is with the ascension of the Lord, God's going to give us the tools. He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit that come alive at baptism. They're even more fortified at confirmation. And every time we pray for grace, every time we receive the sacraments worthily in a state of grace, we continue to enrich, but we've got to use those gifts of grace. They come from God. They're gifts from God. We ask and he does give. I want to close with a prayer. This is one of the Fatima prayers, came from the angel to the three shepherd children before Our Lady of Fatima came in 1917. This prayer was taught to the children in 1916. And May 13th is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. This month is dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And we honor our own mothers and spiritual mothers this month. So let's close with this prayer. I hope you know it. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. God bless you. You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.